You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwakwutlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree.com/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on this glorious Vancouver day. I am your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey. We are so glad to have you here. It's been, really great day. On the way up to Burnaby Mountain, I saw two deer. So,
whoa! Amazing. That's always a special moment when you see a deer on the way up.
Exactly.
It's going to be a good day today.
So definitely spring's coming. So, yeah. And to introduce some of spring for this month, we're going to show you some new songs of our selection this week. So we're just going to jump straight into it. So the first one you'll be hearing is Speak to Me by Anushka. And it's kind of very smooth, groove-soaked electronic. So we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
What is this mountain stretched out before me? Who has been counting? Do you think they saw me?
Now forgotten, like it never was.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your co-host, Stella.
And I'm your other co-host, Corey. The last song you just heard was Toi Que Sais. Oh, my gosh.
Beautiful French accent there.
Wow, that was
there,
terrible
featured.
French. And the artist is Zeus? Okay, my French is horrendous.
The French accent just includes like a question mark at the
Zeus?
End.
Zeus? Well, that's what we think. But it's Montreal French alternative rock. So we hoped you enjoyed that. And as well, you heard Echoes by the Umbrellas. And that one felt kind of like a little coming of age film.
Yeah, that one was nice.
Yeah, it was pretty good as well.
Nice choice, Corey.
Thank you.
I think if you guys tuned in last week, you might have heard me and Corey talk a little bit about addiction, addictive substances, one of them being
Chili Crisp.
Or more of an obsession, I guess. But I was talking about that, having such a good time, having some Chili Crisp flashbacks, and Corey tried it after that conversation, so we want to let the people know what the experience was.
Stella was not wrong. It is so addictive. So addictive. Mm. I had it. I actually found it in my fridge 2 days after the show on Tuesday.
Meant to be. The universe was like, here you go.
It was meant to be.
What a light in your life.
Yeah. I was like, whoa. And so, yeah, it was really great. I put it on my go-to dish every morning. Mm-hmm. Has been toast with a fried egg with the chili crisp oil on top of the egg, and then avocado.
So good.
So that was amazing.
It's even better, actually, if you cook the egg in Chili Crisp.
That's what I did.
Oh, okay.
I cooked it.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, I cooked it so it's, like, hot and, like, sizzling. It has that chili. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, for those of you who don't know what we're passionately talking about, Chili Crisp is, like, chili oil, but inside there's chilies, Szechuan peppercorns, spices, nuts. I think there's fried garlic.
Mm.
Yeah, you can buy it from basically any store, I think.
Yeah,
now.
Mostly the Chinese grocery stores.
They also have it at Safeway.
Oh, okay.
And like, I think more of the chain grocery stores you can buy them from.
A bit more mainstream.
Chili Crisp has become mainstream, and I think I'm part of the reason, you know? Like, there was a time where I found out about Chili Crisp, and I was like, okay, we need to stock up right now because it is so good. As I said last week, a jar a week probably I was going through just because it's so yummy. And I was like, oh my gosh, all these other white people are also finding out about Chili Crisp because there's not, like, I think it's a bit of an issue. There's hard to find for anyone else. But it's just, it's pretty
good. It's amazing,
good,
yeah. What do you usually put it on, Stella?
So my gateway into the Chili Crisp world was probably like, Chili Crisp egg. It's really good.
Yep.
But also, have you had cucumber salad with Chili Crisp on it?
Oh, I've never done that.
With rice, good, vinegar, soy sauce, sesame oil. It is so good.
Whoa, okay.
That's really good. Because you can have it any time of day. It takes like 5 minutes or less to prepare. You guys out there, try it. It'll change your life, probably.
Okay, next week we'll come back with a third review.
Yeah, Chili Crisp update every week, guys. And yeah. I also, like, on noodles, it's really good.
Mm.
I'll combine it with sriracha often, but sometimes I feel like that's overkill. But it just amps it up.
Yeah, it has that, like, the umami kind of flavor, and it's a bit, it's
spicy,
not even that.
It's a little sweet, the sriracha, too, sometimes.
The sweetness is so nice. It's so good, yeah. My mom, we have a jar of it, the Chili Crisp, in our fridge, only I didn't realize this, but it was because whenever my mom makes hot pot at home, we have, like, a little hot pot cooker, and then we put all of our, the broths in, and then we have, like, the thinly sliced beef and the tofu and, like, fish cakes and things, and then I didn't know, but we were actually dipping it in a, like, a assortment of chili crisp. Ooh, and so I was like, whoa!
Sounds like Chili Crisp with meat.
Yes.
Sounds so good. I've not tried that yet.
It is amazing. And tofu.
Oh, my God. Yeah, tofu, yes. Also, Chili Crisp in, like, a dip for dumplings is really good, too. I guess that's kind of, like, you're still, it's like a dip.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah, like, if it's a bit sweet. I like dumplings if it has, like, a sweet, savory sauce. Not
It can really be added to anything. Like, I've told my friends about it, and I don't think a single person has disliked it. And multiple people have been like, yeah, Stella, thank you so much for telling me about this. I'm like, don't thank me. You know, like, I didn't invent this.
Yeah, and It's not even too spicy at all. Like, I wouldn't consider it spicy.
No, it's not spicy.
Too.
It's just like crunchy, good flavor.
Flavorful.
Like,
so flavorful.
So yummy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
You're like, we need to dedicate some time on our show to talk about this because it's just so phenomenal.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah, it's pretty much
our Chili Crisp review.
I don't know if I mentioned, but it's like Chinese condiment. So yeah, you can find it at like an Asian grocery store too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably a bunch of other things there that are really yummy.
There's one of
yet to be
multiple,
found out
multiple.
About.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But next week we'll do a little cucumber salad.
Yeah,
Chili Crisp review.
It's so good. I'll do like Chili Crisp salad and then like noodles with chili crisp on it too.
Ooh.
And sriracha, then I'm like, that was my peak though.
Yeah.
Right now I'm kind of weaning myself off of it because I don't want to like overdo it, you know.
Yeah.
That would be tragic.
It's also actually super caloric. That I also found that
caloric
is,
yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
I thought you were saying like colorific.
Oh, colorific.
I was like, it is.
It is
beautiful, bright color.
Colorific.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah,
caloric,
calorific, all of mm-hmm. them. Yeah, because it is a type of oil, so oils are really high in calories. But I mean, for the flavor, and it's not like we're putting gallons and gallons of Chili Crisp on everything, are we? Are we?
I don't know. There's a fair amount that goes on.
But yeah, it's great. It's great. So yeah, I think
Caloricity aside, I don't think it's a word, but I'm going to say
calorcicity.
Yeah, calories aside, it's
amazing.
Worth every bite.
So try it out.
Yeah, try it
out. This is your second warning.
Yeah.
Try it out. So
we're going to keep saying it until we're going to show up at your house, like, please.
Yep. We'll be banging on the door.
It will enrich your life.
Banging on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So
anyway.
Okay, anyways.
Just gonna, yeah.
Next week, we'll remind you.
Yep. The next song, so back to the music, that you're going to hear is Forever by Ellis.
And she's from Ontario, so we hope you enjoy.
Please enjoy.
You're my best friend now. Oh, I love it when we climb, and I will never burn you. I can never hurt you. If we do it like that, don't try to take it further. Focus on the venture. Getting a little sidetracked, catching little feelings. Thought we had arrangements. Thought you weren't like that. Yeah, I thought you weren't like that. Oh, friends no more. Sex as friends no more.
Welcome back.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know we were on air already.
I tried to do a little transition there. Maybe it didn't work the best. But yeah, that was Best Friends by The Weeknd.
So good. I love that album.
Yeah, didn't you see him in concert?
Yes. Sorry. So this one, The Weeknd, he's a bit of a more mainstream artist, so something a bit bigger on our little show here, but yeah, I really do love his
album. Still Canadian.
Yes, he is from Toronto. So yeah, The Weeknd came here about 2 years ago, I believe, and he performed.
It was 2 years ago.
Right? I think so. It's been 2 years. It's been pretty long.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, and he performed in BC Place, completely packed, and he performed all of his best songs, and his new release song at the time, which was Dawn FM. And that, too, that is my absolute favorite album. Probably one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, she was going crazy.
Oh, I was crazy.
In the studio.
We're doing some stomping over here. I'm doing some stomping here. But, yeah, that was such a good album. And it's also great because this song, Best Friends, if you listen to the song right after, it connects exactly into Is There Someone Else? So take a listen to that if you'd like.
I love it when albums do that.
I love it when they do that. It's awesome. So, yeah, and it was really cool. The concert, there was this flaming city that was behind him. Adele, I think that's what his name is. I'm a fake fan.
I'm a bit of a fake fan.
But I forgot his name. I just like his music. Mm-hmm. But I don't like him as a person, though. So.
I haven't been watching it,
but I know there's this new show called The Idol. I'm not sure if it's very new anymore, but it stars The Weeknd. And it's this very... It's a very anti-feminist show, I'd say. It's very provocative, and it makes The Weeknd look like one of those, like, I don't know, mafia alpha dudes, but you know that he isn't. And it's a whole another segment we could get into, but yeah, that's for another time. But yeah,
For me, I'm just gonna say, like, the way he carries himself bothers me a little.
Yes.
So I can understand what you see about maybe not liking him that much.
Yeah. But I do. His music is great, though. Like, it's definitely one of the biggest Canadian artists of right now of the 21st century, and rightfully so. He has good music. So, yeah, that was definitely definitely me dancing out in the studio here, but
yeah. Good. I feel like it would have been a good concert to go to as well, with a flaming city and a falling moon. Like,
yes,
okay,
there was a falling moon
budget.
Too.
Mm-hmm. The next song that you guys are going to hear is Far Away by Little Sims. And I thought this was kind of an interesting song. It's from her new album called Drop 7 that she recently released. And this song has a bit of like a Jersey club beat influence in it, which I really liked. But then there's also like the piano and the saxophone as well. So it's like Jersey club jazz. So, I mean, maybe this is a genre already, but maybe not. So I just thought it was a good, nice, fun song. So, yeah, please enjoy.
Please enjoy.
I would give off all the days memories were made. I'm a little bit ashamed. I won there for you. Now my pillow would call your name from the middle of the night through the day. I would give all. I won't know.